The Brandons by Angela Thirkell. Chapter 1. Breakfast at Stories.
"I wonder who this is from," said Mrs. Brandon, picking a letter out of the heap that lay by her plate and holding it at arm's length upside down. "It is quite extraordinary how I can't see without my spectacles. Makes me laugh sometimes because it is so ridiculous." In proof of this assertion, she laughed very pleasantly. Her son and daughter, who were already eating their breakfast, exchanged pitying glances but said nothing. "It doesn't look like a handwriting that I know," said Mrs. Brandon, putting her large horn-rimmed spectacles on and turning the letter the right way up. "More like a handwriting that I don't know. The postmark is all smudgy, so I can't see where it comes from." "You might steam it open and see who it's from," said her son Francis, "and then shut it up again and guess."
"But if I saw who it was from, I'd know," said Mrs. Brandon plaintively.
"In France and places, people write their name and address across the back of the envelope, so that you know who it is.
And then you needn't open it at all if you don't like them," said Francis, "though I believe they really only do it to put spies from other places off the scent. I mean, if Aunt Sissy wanted to write to you, she would put someone else's name and address on the flap, and then you would open it instead of very rightly putting it straight into the waste paper basket."
"You don't think it is from Aunt Sissy, do you?" said Mrs. Brandon. "Whenever I get a letter, I hope it isn't from her. But mostly," she added, reverting to her original grievance, "one knows at once by the handwriting who it's from."
"If it's Aunt Sissy," said her daughter Delia, "it will be all about being offended because we haven't been to see her since Easter."
"Well, we couldn't," said Mrs. Brandon. "Francis hasn't had a holiday since Easter, and you were abroad, and if I go alone, she's only annoyed. Besides, she's more your aunt than mine. She's no relation of mine at all. That she is a relation of yours, you have to thank your father."
Francis and Delia again exchanged glances.
It was a habit of their mother's to make them entirely responsible for any difficulties brought into the family by the late Mr. Brandon, saying the words, "Your father," in a voice that implied a sinister collaboration between that gentleman and the powers of darkness, for which her children were somehow to blame. As for Mr. Brandon's merits, which consisted chiefly in having been an uninterested husband and father for some 6 or 7 years, and then dying and leaving his widow quite well off, no one thought of them.
"Well, after all, Mother, Father was as much your father as ours," said Francis, who, while holding no brief for a parent whom he could barely remember, felt that men must stick together. "At least you brought him into the family, and it makes you really responsible for Aunt Sissy."
"And," he hurriedly added, seeing in his mother's eye what she was about to say, "it's no good your saying Father wouldn't have liked to hear me speak to you like that, darling, because that's just what we can't tell. Can I have some more coffee?"
Mrs. Brandon, who had been collecting her forces to take rather belated offence at her son's remarks, was so delighted to fuss over his coffee that she entirely forgot her husband's possible views on how young men should address their mothers, and saw herself very happily as a still not unattractive woman spoiling a handsome and devoted son. That Francis's looks were inherited from his father was a fact she chose to ignore, except if his hair was more than usually untidy, when she was apt to say reproachfully, "Of course that is your father's hair, Francis." Or even more loftily and annoyingly to no one in particular, "His father's hair all over again." Peace being restored over the coffee, Mrs. Brandon ate her own breakfast and read her letters. Francis and Delia were discussing a plan for a picnic with some friends in the neighbourhood, when their mother interrupted them by remarking defiantly that she had said so. A small confusion took place.
"No, no," said Mrs. Brandon, "nothing to do with hard-boiled eggs or cucumber sandwiches. It is your Aunt Sissy."
By the tone of the word "your," her children realised that they were about to be in disgrace for thinking of picnics at such an hour.
"Then it was Aunt Sissy," said Delia. "What is the worst, Mother? Does she want us to go over?"
"Wait," said Mrs. Brandon. "It isn't Aunt Sissy. At least not exactly. It is dictated. I will read it to you."
"And that," said Mrs. Brandon, laying the letter aside, "is why I couldn't tell who it was from. It is written by someone called Ella Morris.